Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chickabee Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it is 7:06. That still sounds a little low, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. Christian, I'm not sure what. Maybe it's something in our ear.
Maybe.
Glad you're with us, everybody. It's 7:06 on this Friday, June 26th, here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, hanging out with Frank Fletcher and Zippy Zender, and they're doing deals. We'll talk about those in just a minute. I want to say thank you again to everybody in Camden. Frank, Zippy came out. We walked in there, and the place was full. They were cheering, and our signal, to be honest with you, doesn't quite get down there, but enough people knew about us, and so we had some of our listeners showed up. Raj had the newspaper show up, and somebody said yesterday, said Randy on our Middleton Eaton Air text line, said Randy Rainwater said yesterday that the Riverfront Steakhouse is the oldest restaurant in Arkansas. That darn Randy, he's tearing it up. No double R, you know, 121 years old for the White House Cafe. So
yep. And shout out to Teresa. Is it
Teresa and Tommy? And Tommy. They own the place, and their kids, the boys, are over there too.
Well, let's see. It's Logan works there.
Yeah, the other one builds houses.
Right, Dylan builds houses with Tommy. They're part of Vaughn's Construction, and then their other son Tommy is assistant mayor.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Charlotte. Mayor. Had the mayor, Charlotte,
Charlotte
come out
absolutely
there.
Absolutely. Great folks.
Great folks. And then a great turnout was what we were telling Frank at trivia last night at Mainline Sports Bar. My gosh, there were 100 people there plus just playing trivia, not watching the World Cup, just playing trivia. And one of our friends there last night, Design Lab Steve Kowals, designed the coffee cup. Now, Roger, is it on the camera?
Show it right there. Let me have it.
Yeah. Here you go. If you hadn't seen it, here it is. Frank is showing you. It's got my autograph, Roger's autograph, mm-hmm. Justin Moore's, and Christian Weaver's signature on there.
It's a heavy cup. Frank Fletcher gets the very first one.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's great.
There you go, Frank.
Look at that.
Look at that. It's a good looking, we want to be with you when you're drinking your coffee.
We sure do. When you're on the beach, instead of showing, you know, when you say, this is my office for a week, and we see your feet or your knees, throw that coffee cup up there with you. And if you don't drink coffee out of a mug, put this on your desk, put your pencils in it, and then purchase a tumbler. If that's what you prefer to drink your drink out of.
Michael Marion let us know that Ella Langley goes on sale today at 10, but they said there's not many tickets left after yesterday's presale. Somebody told us that they were number 84,000 on the list.
85. It was over 85,000.
To get one of the 15,000 at Simmons Bank Arena.
When is that event?
It's August 22nd.
Good for her.
Yeah. She said the biggest number that Michael Marion sold was 138,000 on the waiting list.
Wow.
Now, Frank, you were talking about one. You've got somebody you're interested in going to see.
I looked up last night, Lionel Richie.
Was having dizzy problems.
He was dehydrated, and he had to cut his show short. But I started looking at the dates. You know, he's traveling right, I think now in Chicago. I started looking at the dates, seeing where I could fly to see him.
Yeah.
And the nearest place to me looked like Dallas.
Which is great.
And it's in July, if my memory serves me. But anyway, I looked up the tickets. They're not outrageous.
Earth, Wind, and Fire with him, I saw. It was
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's 77, I think. And to do that every night, I mean, it's not like every third night. It's every night. The night before he's in Dallas, he's in San Antonio. You know, and he's going, at that age, I just don't know how he travels and gets up there and does 2 or 3 hours. But anyway, I used to go see him a long time ago.
He was great. He was so big.
Yeah. I wish Michael Marion could hook him to come to Little Rock.
He, to me, though, too, would he be a guy that would go to Oakland, or would it have to be? Would he? Could he?
No, he's doing American Airlines Center in Dallas, sold out.
Wow. He's doing that with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So that makes
that's
sense.
Pretty big for his age to have that many people.
Well, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, that just goes to show you those guys have been around for 45. Yeah, I mean that's.
But they got a bunch of hits.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure American Idol. Popularity
is
helping him.
That's right.
But if you want to see one of the, if you're having a down day and you're just saying, man, I just don't feel good today, go online and look up Lionel Richie's divorce and read the part about what his wife told the judge.
Good Lord.
I'm writing that down right
I'm
now.
I'm telling you, if for 1 hour I had to just get water, that last hour. I mean, she would say, like, we need $28,000 a day just to take care of what we've been doing. And she goes into all the details of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars they spent on stuff. And they'd send their kids, like, to a week for a week would cost $25,000 or $30,000 where they would send them. And it goes on and on and on. And she, I mean, she wanted millions and got a lot. But it's a whole script of the court deal online, okay. And I'm telling you, it will bust you. Do you? You'll laugh.
No wonder he's touring.
Well, I will say that's right. I will say this: he was back in the '80s when I was in college. He was massive, Frank. He was coming out with all his. He'd come off the Commodores. He had his individual. I mean, he was big. Oh, sure. He was as big as anybody.
He wrote a Kenny Rogers song. Wrote a couple of other songs.
Oh, don't tell him how much money he's made off that.
But you know, he got involved with another woman. That was the end of the.
That'll do it to a
I don't know. Yeah. You guys probably don't remember, but he came to Barton Coliseum.
I know it was the River Fest. The amphitheater down in the river, too.
Yeah.
A ski lodge was his host. Yeah.
He had a big show at Ralph's Auditorium. I went out there with Sheffield Nelson.
Yeah. Now, I guess the daughter, Nicole, is a stepdaughter, maybe. And maybe he had, I don't know, because she was up here with Paris Hilton that time when they had that show.
A couple things here. Let's read a couple messages here from the on our Milton Heaton Air text line. Rebecca says, we need to get Steve Qualls to do mugs for all the 609ers to go with our 609ers shirt. I'm actually wearing the 609ers shirt today. Listen, we want all of our folks. Well, he'll have it on his website at some point, Roger.
Right.
And he'll make it reasonable. Won't be super expensive. Someone says, can we get a Randy impression from Roger this morning?
We'll do that when we start talking. About the special.
Everybody loves loves Double R at 5:30 talking about Frank Fletcher. It's like clockwork. Someone says, one of my favorite road trips as a kid. Frank, we were talking about, we'll get yours too. We heard from Zippy a little bit earlier. One of my favorite road trips was when I was 13 years old, 1967, going to Six Flags over Texas from Camden with my family in the back of a Chevy truck with a camper shell. There were 9 of us. Best time ever. We rode lots of rides. Ate a lot of ice cream. It was a round trip because there was no money for a hotel.
Oh,
to be young and carefree once again.
Yeah,
just like you were saying. What's stopping 19 hours driving to where?
Eagle River, Wisconsin.
There wasn't stopping.
I mean, no hotels. You couldn't stop and pee.
Frank, do you remember? You have a story going on a family trip going anywhere?
There were station wagons.
did y'all go anywhere?
Nothing we could talk about.
No, this is when you were a kid. Yeah,
yeah.
Mine was Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and there was a church camp I went to, and. Just it was simple.
We didn't do a bunch of family vacations and all that. Yeah. We had family that lived. I mean, hell, coming to see my uncle who lived in North Little Rock was a family event to travel for us back in the day.
Yeah.
I know gas was only 50 cents a gallon, but the roads weren't as good either. And traveling.
Yeah. Did you go to that famous radio station we talked about before in Gatlinburg?
No, at the time I was just I just remember. It was so big because you could ski on the rubber pellets.
Wow.
You had snow, but if we were skiing down the rubber, that was good. But no, it was back.
Well, there was a radio station. It must have been 100,000 watts, but that's what we listened to down at Tambo when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Rock and roll music from Gatlinburg, and I went over there and went to the station, and it was amazing after you listened to them for. Many years to go see it. I don't know what was the end of the story of that station, but it's not there, I don't think, anymore.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of Tennessee, Christian, I sent you and Roger the clip. I don't know if you can grab it off Instagram, Christian, but it's Dolly Parton, Alan, everything she touches turns to gold. She's now got a new gas station, convenience store line, big. She's got a little song that goes with it, and You know, you got Dolly World. You know, that's another popular place that a lot of people go to. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Also, B.J. Sams passed away yesterday at age 93, 94. So, we'll see if we can get Ray Tucker on there. He was a legendary guy. He was more buttoned up, I think.
He was polished.
Yeah, he was very polished. Yeah. Those new anchormen back in the day.
Well, him, Roy Mitchell, Steve Barnes, ilk.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I think that's who they were. Doug Kreil. Yeah. I don't want to throw any.
Yeah. We need to also say, so $13,000 off, $10,000. I mean, there's so many big deals you're doing from now until next Tuesday.
Yeah, we've talked about the money off. You got $13,000 off Rams, $10,000 off the heavy duties, up to $8,000 on the Gladiator and Grand Cherokees. But you also got 0% on the Ram, the Wrangler, the Gladiator, the Grand Cherokee, and the Durango. And I got a new car that I don't think a lot of people know about. It's the new Jeep Cherokee. It's brand new this year, and you get 38 miles to gallons. Gas has been high, and it's a roomy SUV. It's not a subcompact SUV. It's got all the new technology. It's really sleek on the inside, and it's a bargain. So, you know, Grand Cherokee's a little bit step up in price and size, but you can get this Cherokee and get 38 miles to gallon. I mean, I don't know many nice SUVs like that.
I'm driving a 24, and it is fantastic. It is smooth. You don't even know how fast you're going.
Matter of fact, yesterday we went down to Camden, and Roger was driving my Jeep Cherokee. And on the way down, we got to really meet some fine people, including Corporal Todd Williams.
Todd Williams, a great guy. Rural Grant County is in great hands.
He was in Troop K. Uh-huh. And he was doing some work in his trooper car.
He reconstructs accidents with drones.
And saw us, and he said he wanted to stop us and say hello.
Well, shout out. I want to do a salute to all the officers of the law if we can. So shout out to Officer Williams and Arkansas State Police.
Salute.
Shout out to you.
I'm glad you pulled over.
The streets are safe. They're very good.
He had to track us down. He saw us, and he had to track us down. And interesting, when he came on my side, because Roger was driving, came on my side of the vehicle to say hello.
He sure did. He did all that, and Baz was the first one to greet him. You know, first one to greet him and say, you know.
What'd he say?
Tried to tell him. But that was tongue-in-cheek. Let me tell you something. You know, we talked yesterday. I read in the news, it was, what was her name? Susan McDougal. Had just gotten out of jail on the anniversary yesterday. I liked her for one. She kept her mouth shut. She didn't say anything. Yeah. Not like some people who go.
Hey, some people are friends when it's all good.
Shout out to Arkansas State Police. We found out we're going to be staying over at the new lodge.
Yeah, they've got a new lodge for their training, their future troopers, and that's going to be very, very nice.
Absolutely. So. We're looking forward to doing that. Food fight at State Police Lodge.
Roger, do we have our song yet for it?
I'll get it for you here in a second.
Doing big rainbow restoration there. Frank, you also mentioned, and Rombo Quitt had told me, he said, Basil, you got to go up to the track that you're going to that's so popular.
Saratoga.
Yeah, and so he was telling me, man, he said, man, you look around and there's Bill Belichick or, you know, Tom Brady or whatever. So it's been a tradition. You're getting ready to race some horses up there, right?
Yeah, it starts July 4th and goes through Labor Day. It's the oldest track in America, and it's built in the 1800s. And you think about that. And Saratoga, you know, is a town like Fayetteville. It's about 35,000 or 40,000 people. It's rolling hills, a lot of trees, nothing like what I picture New York. I've been going about 4 years now. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful town, wonderful people. You know, it's like a little rock. You can stop anybody on the street and say, where's a good restaurant? And they'll stop and visit with you. But the track is unbelievable. And what's different about it outside is all green grass and trees. And the TVs, you watch the TV in the tree while you're laying on your blanket. For $2, people can come, bring their chairs. You can bring a beer cooler or food. Bring the kids, and they have about 15,000 people in a picnic style outside the track. Now, inside the track, it's like a regular track. But outside, there are thousands of people having a great time with their family, have bedding booths out there, and then the horses are saddled outside near those people, not near the track. And like it's totally different. But if you ever have a chance to go up to northern New York, you want to go see Saratoga.
Yeah, New York, that is funny. We did Mark May's Celebrity Golf Tournament, Roger, and I went up there, and Frank, it's where you're right. It's not, it looks like Arkansas. I mean, yeah. the Rolling Hills.
You don't think about being in New York.
Yeah.
So.
By the way, we saw John Court last night, one of the all-time great Hall of Fame horse racing.
And his wife?
He and his wife were there. You know, have you met
him?
Oh,
yeah, I know
Super
John.
Nice guy, and they were friends of trivia. So they were back in town doing some things, and his wife's been battling. And has overcome some health challenges.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so last night was funny, Frank. You said that Wayne was working it. He was trying to get him because they have to decide where they want to go for the fall and all those kind of decisions. Trying to make, do I stay in Louisville? Do I come back to Oakland? Right.
Well, he had gotten out of racing to take care of his wife to help with her with the issue that she had. So he was done. They were back because they had a home in Hot Springs that they were renting out, and you know how that goes sometimes with renters. Mm-hmm. So he and his wife are digging ditches
to get real property
for the rental property and all of that, and so they just got a job offer from
Wayne was like, listen, we want you back. So they obviously want John Court, a guy like John Court at Oakland.
Yeah,
so,
they do.
And they want Roger Scott.
Well, sure, offered him a job then.
Well, he did. I think he did. He offered him opportunities.
Yeah, he gave him a couple.
John and his wife were like, okay, well, let's think about that.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun watching that that happen.
Yeah.
I was going to mention, too, earlier, you know, we talked about $70 million for the stadium, which is apparently the biggest stadium deal ever. And also Dave Van Horn today in the paper, Frank, I thought this was interesting. So he complained about not being able to do as well last year in the transfer portal because they were in the World Series. But listen to what he said. Quote, we didn't hardly get anybody last year. We were playing. We didn't have the resources, bottom line. This year we have the resources. There's just a lot of generous companies, people that want to help us, that kind of knew what we were going through a little bit last year in fighting for players. We've always had a really good reputation with kids around the country, kids that are at other programs, about how we can help them achieve their goals and get better here. But sometimes that's not enough. Speaking of money, he didn't say that. This year's a little different. Yeah, I'll leave it there. So he goes on to say, I think a lot of our really good fans that really tune in and follow know our players. They know our roster may not be as deep. So it's interesting. So what happened? And he goes on to say, too, Van Horn said some donors have helped recruit other businesses to partner with them, with the team. So, Frank, what you got here, again, this is college sports today. If you don't have guys like you and others, you know, and the Marsha Martins and the Tysons, it's hard to compete. I mean, I don't particularly like that. You know, I hate that's what it's turned into. But thank goodness that's you got people that believe in the program that are willing to give money.
Well, I can speak for myself. It's state pride. You know, I want to see Arkansas up on, you know, up in the top ranks. I want to see Arkansas win. You know, I'm born here. I live here. I've got my businesses here. I'm proud of Arkansas. And so Judy and I have helped for years, helped the university. And then now we've been doing, you know, college sports. And it's a drain of resources every year that you don't get anything back except your pride of the state. But I think there are a lot of companies that want to see us be on top instead of on the bottom. And I feel bad that some of our largest corporations are not doing more for our sports. But we do have a lot of good companies in Norfolk, Arkansas that are really helping, and certainly a lot of people in Little Rock and around the state. But it takes funds to be able to compete. And like baseball team last year, they just didn't have the talent that they faced with other teams.
Having said that, though, Frank, somebody pointed out, you're right, that's what you normally got to have. But that's why you got to give credit to guys like Chris Curry, who didn't have that money and was able to make for. So you're right, to compete regularly in the SEC, that's what you got to have. But then occasionally you have situations like a Chris Curry.
That's a Cinderella story.
Yeah.
But that's
hard to do.
It's very rare. He had a great group of kids that really believed in themselves, and he coached them up there. But it's something that I'm all in favor of finding ways to raise money so everybody could, you know, throw in $50 or throw in $100. And you know, they're talking about it. Let's see if they do it. You know, they're going to have one concert we know about coming up in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
But you know, there's no reason that you can't have entertainment events up there with those facilities. They got a lot of facilities there. Yeah. And if you think about, we're talking about all these concerts, how much money those concerts bring in. I mean, you could pay for a team if you got a Lionel Richie. I'm just giving an example.
That's right.
If he came to Fayetteville, you could raise enough money to do a lot of things.
Yeah, there's only one concert. I think it's Post Malone and who was it with it? Oh, Jelly Roll. But Jelly Roll and Post Malone, I think, is
yeah,
there now.
Yeah, that's one. Now, The question is whether they're going to have more of those. But, you know, they had Garth Brooks up there and they had one of the biggest sellouts they've ever had.
And we got to say, too, before we go to break here real quick, you know, you had a unique deal. A lot of people who give, Frank, aren't giving to one player per se. Now, listen, you can do that through NIL, but your deal with Jalen Green was really different. And you know, one of the things Frank was saying is that, boy, you really got, for you, that was a, you know, I know you gave a lot of money, but also it was a blessing to you to have such a good kid that you got to work with.
It was one of the greatest experiences I've ever had with a situation like that I happened to get a young man who was such a great kid, but he also wanted me to try to mentor him and to teach him and everything. I put out a lot of work to give him stuff to study and we'd talk once a week. I'd give him companies to study, and he wanted to. The deal was he didn't go, well, I don't have to do this. He wanted to. And today I'm still talking to him. You know, he's with the Cleveland Browns. He's getting married this weekend in San Francisco.
Very nice. Are you going for the wedding?
No, I'm not. They're just going to go to a
small deal.
Justice of Peace. Not going to be a big.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sending him on his honeymoon.
Oh.
I'm still involved.
Frank
with
is the, is the, is the
I'm sending him
keeps on giving.
Turks and Caicos.
There you go.
Nice. But you know, I intend to be around Talon as long as I'm here, and Talon wants a long term future, and you know, someday mine and his goal if we want to open a car dealership.
How about that? Well, I told Frank, I said, Talon Green can't appreciate his friendship with Frank Fletcher now as much as he will 25
Absolutely.
Years from now when we're all gone.
In
30 years, we're all gone, including Frank. And he goes, wow, how fortunate was I to hook up with Frank.
It's just great when you run into a great kid and a great family.
Yeah. All right, we got plenty more show to go. Yeah, Frank.
Plenty more show. Yep. And because of where we were yesterday, I think there's no better song than Justin Moore's first, Small Town USA.
Yeah, Small Town USA. They played it yesterday on the jukebox at White House Cafe. So when we play that, all you've got to do when the song stops, have the lyrics in front of you. Last week, and Kristen, I don't know if you can find it for us. I think it was 8:30 last week when we were at Daly's, golf course. But the young man who finished the lyrics singing, we want you, if you can, to sing it.
Was Todd running the board last Friday?
No, that was me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think I pulled it. I don't have
okay.
the system. I'll put it.
I would love to play that if you can, as a way to example. Hey, maybe you can't sing as good as this guy. Matter of fact, he's related to Bobby Tucker.
Bobby Tucker.
Yeah,
that's right. You know what? Yeah, it's not isolated on our podcast, but I know it's obviously on there. So again, we're making it real easy for you. The name of the song, in honor of being down in Camden, Arkansas yesterday, is "Small Town USA" by Justin Moore. Pull up the lyrics, look at them, sing them. When we stop it, you'll win.
Yeah, easy peasy. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll come back and let Frank keep talking about the great deals they have. And listen what we're going to break with, Frank. Chris, you turn that up. The Lionel Richie, in honor of your fandom of Lionel Richie. All right, don't go away. 728 here at Morning Mayhem.
Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A slight chance of a shower today. Mostly cloudy and hot, up to 92 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but at times partly cloudy. Still really warm overnight with a low of 76. Saturday is going to be a partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy day with a high 94. For the Buzz Radio Network, meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them sevens and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll
with you. When you're hot, you're hot. All right, 7:32. Roger, we're getting some fun stories there from Frank Fletcher about all the coaches that love to visit with Frank about different things, Frank. And it's not always just getting a bite to eat. It's like, hey, Frank, can you also help us while you're here, too?
Well, I talked to Bobby Petrino yesterday. He's got a day off or a week off. I mean, these coaches work almost all year round. You know, they have these camps for high school.
Yeah, potential.
And I think, you know, juniors and seniors and all kinds of high school kids come to all these colleges. And anyway, but he's getting along with Coach Belichick. And he says I just coach the offense, keep my head to the ground. But he seems to be getting along with them fine. You know, I don't know why they'd have a rub, but we'll see.
What a fascinating combo, though. What a fascinating combo to see those two. We'll come back and visit with it. Again, if you missed it, $13,000 off certain Ram models, $10,000 off 25 and 3,500 Ram trucks, and then the $8,000 off Jeep Gladiator and Jeep Grand Cherokees. And so
let me tell you this. When we say so many off, we're talking about off the MSRP, and we do not have addendums on our cars. If you go almost any lot, you're going to see an addendum where they add thousands of dollars for different things. And they get the MSRP pumped up, and then they say, we're going to give you this many dollars off. I mean, I always say, off of what? The big question is what? So we have a clean MSRP from the factory, and so when you're looking at one that has plus, you're not getting the straight talk. So anyway,
these deals are through Tuesday, by the way, too, right?
Through Tuesday. I'm here today, and we're going to have one of the biggest days we've ever had in our history. So I promise you this, I'm going to equip these guys with any kind of deal that you want to make. So if you come out here, you tell them, I heard Frank Fletcher say it, We're behind, quite frankly. We've had a slower month than we normally have. So we're going to make up for it between this today and this weekend. So I promise you this, you will like the deal you get. You come out here and just kind of tell us what you want, what fits for you, what works for you. You're the boss, and we're the listener.
Well,
so you come out here and see us today, and I'm going to kick in a warranty on all of our used cars, a free warranty. So when you drive out of here, and you're going to be protected. So if you're looking for a new or used, we got the biggest inventory we've had in years. We've got the new Cherokee that I really like for you to come see. You know, we got hybrid engines. We've got Grand Wagoneers. We usually have maybe 5 Grand Wagoneers. We got a whole lot full of Grand Wagoneers that were previously $100,000.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, wow, that's a lot.
And now they're
$59,000.
And if you want a Tahoe or a Denali, you're looking at $85,000 to $100,000. And they're great, great cars. This car is the same size, very luxurious. So you want to come out here and look at a Grand Cherokee for $59,000. We're talking about a massive vehicle, 3 seats, all kind of luxury.
Yeah, y'all don't put me in one of those, do you?
We might put one in just to have you talk about it. But the problem is you know, you don't drive. Well, we like to put you in kind of a truck type vehicle.
That's right.
Something with a lot of rubber on it.
Listen, I know you're trying to do these deals. We're worried about the stress level for Frank Fletcher. So
yes.
What's happening with your home?
Well, I got to tell this story because it's a true story of a man who's almost died of fear. I've been going to the gym. And I've been panting and huffing and puffing. So I decided in my mind that I've got heart blockage, you know, because I've
breathing heavy,
not just
breathe hard,
and not had this clean life all my life. But so I decided in my mind that I've got heart blockage. So I'm going to go in and get some stents put in my heart. Right here. First I said, I'm just going to go have a picture taken of my heart. And the doctor said, you know what poop in a box is? And I go, what's that got to do with a heart deal? And he goes, well, if you poop in a box and you get a report back that you're clear, that doesn't really mean you're clear. If you get a report back that you got problems, that doesn't really mean you got problems.
Okay.
He said, if I take an x-ray of your heart, a scan, it's going to show some crusty stuff on it. And, you know, he gave me some technical terms. And that may scare you, and it might not even be wrong. So, man, when they start relating it to poop in a box, I know what he was talking about. So he said, you really need to. I said, man, how do you do that? Do you go up your groin? And he goes, no. He goes, we're going to go in your arm, and then we're going to look at your heart. So, man, I mean, I did a lot of praying. I did a lot of sweating. I just scared. So yeah. I go do the heart cath.
Right.
So I go in there. You know, of course, I know they're going to put me to sleep.
Right.
So I get back here in the operating room. And when they move you over from the bed to the operating table, that's the moment you know something's fixing to happen. So I asked the nurse, you know, would you please tell me when I'm going to go to sleep?
Yeah.
And she said, you're not going to go to sleep.
Okay.
We're just going to relax you.
Okay.
I said, ma'am. There's no doctor in there. It's just me and the nurse. I'm begging, you know. And she takes my right arm and she puts it in some kind of a vice type deal to hold it.
Right.
I went, you're on the wrong side. My heart's on the left side. I said, oh, my God, they've got the wrong arm. They don't know what
you're
doing.
Stressing out.
So now I'm completely bananas. I figure they're going in the wrong part of my chest. So, I mean, it makes sense as you go in your
the
left
other side,
arm.
Yes.
But anyway, so I turned my head to the left so I couldn't see what they were doing to stick something in my arm because I knew, and I kept saying, when are you going to put me to sleep? And she said, we're not. We're just going to relax you. Well, that's not a comforting word.
Right.
So finally, I never did feel a thing. I didn't feel a thing, but I was aware that I'm laying on this table and something's going on, but no pain.
Right.
And then the next thing I knew, the doctor came around to my left side and there was some machinery over the top of me. They were looking in my heart, and I don't know what all it was, but, you know, I'm just in the fear of dying right then. So he comes around to my left side, and he goes, man, I got some good news. You don't have any heart blockages.
Don't have any at all.
He said, you got a little bit. He said, for your age, it's wonderful.
How about that? Well, you had to be excited about that.
He said, you don't need any stents, and you don't need any heart blockages. I said, well, if you'll untie me, I sure would like to hug you. That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to hug you.
That's great news.
Anyway, great news. Well, if you're thinking about doing it, It's absolutely painless other than you getting all worked up. But I never felt a thing. And that was at 10 o'clock in the morning. At 2:30, I was in my office and I worked all day. Well, they did do that.
I heard you've been going to the gym, so that's good. I think it's a good reminder that no matter what age you are, you should do that. And I tell you, you're blessed. You know, some people, Frank, I was talking to somebody the other day that like were in their 50s that had a heart issue. And sometimes that's you know, family related, and you know, and sometimes it's not. So you're blessed. That's great.
Yeah, well, God has been very good to me. I'll say that for sure.
Well, you know, Roger, I'm sure Randy will be excited about that. He'll be celebrating at Riverfront Steakhouse.
In honor of Frank's veins being clay, you want to poop in a box? Come to Riverfront Steakhouse, you will get your belly full and take the box home. Riverfront Steakhouse.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. Oh. Hey, last night, the United States did lose to Turkey IA 3-2. Frank, have you been watching any of the World Cup at all? Have you gotten into soccer?
I have not.
Yeah, next week they will play Wednesday night in Santa Clara. And where the 49ers play, Roger, is that what you said?
Yeah, I was with it.
Who did you say? Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Yes.
Christian, is that what you said? Yeah, so that's next week. It's the knockout round is what they say. Also, the big news yesterday, apparently the Democrat Gazette, Whole Hog Sports, got the scoop on what the deal was with the stadium. It's 13 years, $5.4 million, which is $70 million, which is the biggest deal in America. It's bigger than USC's. So you got to give them credit. It took 3 years. But also, Frank, you did make a valid point. They'll lose some of that to a commission, I think, by having Learfield did the deal. So I don't know how much that is. But I think a lot of people just were surprised, listen, that maybe it was not. I think everybody was keeping their fingers crossed. It was an Arkansas company.
We have a comment from a 100-year check right here.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and it would have been nice, but the bottom line is money's money, and it would have been nice to get somebody that had an Arkansas connection, but that's okay.
Well, let's just say it was 20% commission. That's $1 million.
You think it's that high?
It's for sure, 15.
Okay.
That's a salesman in him talking.
I know. Look at it. So what is 15% of that?
I would say it's higher than 15.
Look at me, you numbers guy are cranking it down.
I mean, your listeners are going to bust me out that I was a little off, but it's going to be close.
What we're talking about is how much does that take home?
Out the door.
Well, Uncle Sam's going to take a bunch.
You bet.
Yeah. Uncle Sugar. Well, that's been hanging over his head, Frank, for 3 years now. It's like it's taken 3 years to get the deal done.
For 3 years, that's $15 million that's gone down the drain because we didn't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah. So here's one from our buddy James Belusi. Tell Frank I had open heart surgery all the way down to the root at age 62.
Wow.
I totally get the nerves. That's why Frank, I think Frank's a little bit older than 60. I don't know exactly how old you are, but that's got to make you feel excited when you get that. Listen, the funniest thing ever, Frank, this is one of the best stories ever. I know we got to take a break here in a second. We go do that Baptist Health quick heart check. We did that over in Conway. It was me, Roger, and RJ, and RJ will be stopping by shortly. So we go through all the testing, and the doctor said, he knows this was for radio, said, y'all want to come in together? He said, I can either tell y'all separately because of HIPAA, or if y'all are willing to sign to say, I'll tell all of you what's going on. So we said, let's just say it in front of each other. So he said, Basil, he said, you look pretty good. He said, you need to drop a little bit of weight. Your heart looks good. Very good job. He said, RJ, you look good too. He said, well done.
And these two guys are in the worst shape of the three of us. Roger, when we're in there. And
Roger's in tip-top condition.
Tip-top.
And he goes, well, Roger,
are you sure you want me?
Are you sure you want me to go ahead?
Doc, I'm ready to go.
He said, are you sure you want me to tell? And then we all go, uh-oh.
Yeah, please.
And he said, I think
Please brag on me, Doc, in front of these guys.
He said, we've got to do some things. You've got some issues.
And that's when
we're all like, oh, my God.
That's when I went, you, Frank, and went, what?
So he now has a cardiologist. And what was the exact diagnosis? Do you remember, Roger?
He said, you can't leave this room. We need to do more tests on you right now. So it was, I'm a meat eater. I'm a carnivore. So I have blockage and all that. So I'm on what's it called?
Not stents.
No.
Better blockers. No,
what's it called that I take every day?
Cholesterol.
Thank you. Cholesterol medicine. And, of course, that also caused me to have high blood pressure. So I'm on that as well. I'm on baby
aspirin. Frank's heart is better than yours.
That's what you get for being so damn skinny.
That's what it is.
You get a belly like us.
That's exactly what it is.
Us belly boys.
Need to be eating that McDonald's we get
but
on.
But now that I'm on baby aspirin and cardio meds, I'm going to Riverfront Steakhouse and eat some meat.
That's where it is.
Are you on any medication? Like, do you like aspirin every day or something?
No.
You don't do that kind of stuff?
Frank's genetically gifted.
Well, let me tell you.
Listen, Frank, I got the little Monday through Sunday pill box.
Let me tell you. So Frank sent a picture of me and him, 15 years ago. You ran a little bit harder 15, 20 years ago. We both did. We've slowed down a little bit now.
A little bit. I'm waiting on that Social Security check.
All right. Don't go away. We'll come back here. Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are doing deals today through Tuesday. Save you tens of thousands of dollars. So don't go away. 7:45.
Tomorrow. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com. Or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
At Staley Electric, we don't mind getting our hands dirty. That's just who we are. What started in R.E. Staley's garage in 1951 has grown to a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week residential, commercial, and industrial electrical company. From changing out a ceiling fan in your home to building a school in your community, Staley Electric will deliver the electrical solutions you expect and deserve. Visit our website at staleyelectric.com.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oakland Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
The Arkansas Department of Transportation reminds you there is zero tolerance for handheld devices in highway construction zones, which are hands-free by law. And always slow down when you see orange barrels. Help us keep road workers and drivers safe. We all want to get home at the end of the day. Just remember, slow down, phone down. It only takes a second to change your life or someone else's. This message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy-duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at PowersTruckParts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 7:50 on this Friday, June 26th, here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. We just have our new mugs out, thanks to Design Lab and Steve Qualls. Yeah, I mean, Frank, why don't you just display that for us? Frank gave it. He gave the Fletcher endorsement. We all have our signatures on there. Myself and Raj and Justin Moore, Christian Weaver. So I love that. Thank that, Steve. And we'll have those posted at some point where you can get our T-shirts and all the things, hats, you
the
name
merch.
It.
Some merch. Some merch. We got merch. The tumblers are available as well. We'll have some of those next week for sure.
Real quickly, too, Frank, we had such a – we walked in yesterday to Camden, the White House Cafe, 121 years old, and the place was full and – we met several of our listeners.
We met Barbara Banks, a fantastic woman. Met her. Oh my gosh, and I got to get the other one's name as well. That we signed hats and stuff. Jeff Barnhart listens to us now. I put it on his phone because he doesn't get the best reception in Camden, obviously. So he's listening to us on Facebook right now. Bob McCord, I just got a message from Bob's daughter, Debbie Northern. She's here listening, and we gave a shout out to her dad. Great dude, very nice man. And some of the other folks that were there, Vaughn's Construction with Dylan and Tommy there as well. Travis Johnson.
Yes.
Met the preacher.
Yeah, he was. He's lost 300 pounds.
Over 300 pounds.
Yeah, pretty darn impressive.
Absolutely.
But in the family who owns it, the Rhodes, Tammy and Tommy and their family, Frank, you would have to admit, and Zippy too, you buy a restaurant that's been around since 1907. It's a lot of risk there. You know, the building's probably, obviously the same building. And, of course, the guys are builders, so that helps. But you're doing it because you care about the community. You know, R.J. Hawk joins us now, too.
That's a lot of work. Usually the owner's working every day.
Yeah, and they're cooking up, and it was cool to see. But everybody, the nice thing, Frank, is our signal really doesn't go quite that far.
It's about Fordyce, right?
Yeah, put that a little bit higher.
About Fordyce?
Yeah, about Fordyce. And so,
have you not done this before?
Is
it not working?
It is.
Okay.
But anyway, everyone was very nice. And I know, Frank, you appreciate people that do good food. Their pork chop was one of the best we'd ever tried down there. So go by there and support that. If you got a restaurant that's 121 years old, and Frank, we're going all over the state. We're going to Mena for the Skyline Cafe. We're going to Dixie Pig in Blytheville. We're going to Mariana. Have you ever been to Mariana Jones Barbecue? Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's been around, 116 years old.
Now, so when you guys go down to Mena, you need to take the new bike trail ski lift up to the top.
We heard that was there. Yeah, Frank's a big believer in the bicycles now since he's getting healthy and all those
things. Yeah, but they've got, much like when you go to Aspen, you've got the ski lifts.
Yeah,
they've got those to go up Wilhelmina Mountain to take your bike.
Don't like ski lifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're a necessity, but they scare me.
I think last night, I do want to thank the 100 folks who came out last night.
Yeah.
Frank was asking about what the turnout was. It was massive.
Yeah.
And so
and
Wayne Smith was there too. Somebody asked real quick from the 479, can you guys recommend which midsize truck do you guys recommend to buy here at Fletcher?
So our midsize search is going to be the Jeep Gladiator.
Okay.
is what it is. It's built on a truck frame. It's a Jeep from the cab up. Yeah. So you can take the top off. You get all the benefits of a Jeep. Take the doors off. But you're actually on a truck frame. And it tows up to 7,500 pounds on the max tow rating.
Gotcha. 661-1037 is the number.
If I want to do this real quick. Yeah. We had some construction in my neighborhood yesterday. Got a hold of Steve Brown, my representative, who got me in touch with John Ritchie with the City of Benton Street Department. And they have a contract with J-Con Inc. J-Con Inc. Listen to this name. Robert Hendricks was there unloading concrete, fixing the sidewalk. Caleb Easterling was there unloading concrete, fixing the sidewalk. And this dude, who has the best name of the week, Zartan Kelly.
Oh, that's
Zartan
nice.
Kelly is his name. Zartan was there as well, fixing some of the sidewalk in our neighborhood that have been busted up. The heat's been crazy, evidently, making some of that stuff going. But thanks to J-Con Inc., Robert Hendricks, Zartan Kelly, and Caleb Easterling for taking care of the yard.
Pretty much this way, Frank. When Roger doesn't like something, he calls out the city.
He calls
the city
Brown.
And the city comes out.
Are you that guy?
Franklin, no, I'm not that guy. I'm talking to
Mr. Frank.
Here comes Mr. Roger. The property where I live, and I share a part of it with my neighbor Ben West on one side of me, and I noticed that the concrete was bowing up, but people walk by and do all that sort of stuff. So I told him, I said, hey, man, I think that's our responsibility. I said, look, I'll buy the quickcrete. I don't know how to do anything with it. I said, but I'll help you, and we'll do it. He goes, dude, that's the city's responsibility. I said, well, I know a guy in the city, so I called the guy and got it done. I didn't know that. I thought it was our responsibility as homeowners that was our sidewalk.
It's a safety issue.
It is a safety issue, and now...
Hey, Frank.
I'm just going to tell you guys right now, like, you walk down through Benton, and there's curbs and things. Roger's the only one that can get pulled to get a whole sidewalk repoured.
It's not just a couple of panels. Just a couple of panels.
There's people in Benton right now going... That damn Roger.
We pull up, Frank. We pull up to drop you off after we've been the camping, and you say, here it comes. So they're like, hurry up, guys.
Such a lie. We understand he's a sovereign citizen with the Arkansas stuff.
A couple messages on our Milton Heaton Air text line. I moved to Arkansas 4 years ago following a 30-year career in TV sports. Frank Fletcher was the first voice I remember hearing on your show. It became clear over time he was an important fella, which led me to Google him. I read his bio and article about him and his life, and I was floored. I met thousands of celebs and sports people and would trade them all for a cup of coffee with Frank Fletcher. So there you go. Wow.
Hey, I got one plug that I almost forgot about. They allocated TRXs. So they didn't make them for the government emissions. So you got a 777-horsepower truck with a 6.2 supercharged, and there's a lot of buzz behind it. They only are given each dealer that earned an allocation on them. So I've got one allocation available. We've got it built, and if you want to come up here and put your name on it, you can, but it's going to be a rare truck. There's not many of them being built.
I say 700 horsepower for just a standard
truck.
That's right,
and there's a lot of Ram enthusiasts have been waiting on this. So I've got one built if you want to come up here and get some details on it.
From our friend Brian, who's a sales guy over at the Bath Fitters. He's telling me he heard yesterday with Randy and Trey Biddy that it was 30% commission.
Oh, wow. I heard it was 25, so we really need to find out.
Is it 30% over the 13 years, or is it a lump sum
upfront? No, it's 30% of the total amount.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it's paid out over the life of the
So it's 20 deal. Million. It's
well,
20
if million. It's, let's just say if it's $5 million a year, they're going to get 30% of 1.5 million.
I just didn't know if we were saying 30% every single year.
No, it's for the contract.
So it's going to be 20 million, basically, right?
Wow.
30% of that.
Well, we need to know the number. I think it sure to goodness is not 30, but just, you know.
Well, you said 25.
I worked all my life for 5%.
Hey, in real estate, we're doing 2.4, Frank. Yeah. What are you talking about? I mean.
All right. Yeah. We come back. We'll visit more with RJ and Frank and Zippy. We also got to play Justin Moore, Finish the Lyric.
Finish the Lyric movie review, Dead or Alive.
And NASCAR as well. And
Small
Heather Baker.
Small Town USA. Hey. Look it up.
All right. Don't go away. 8 o'clock here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
Summer's coming. The days are getting long. Waited all winter.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all